The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from a house that's hotter than a disco ball and tighter than a drum. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd from the worst little podcast in the world. Over there, shirtless in the corner, is my good friend, Mr. Nick Ramirez. And we've got evil dog water dick's twin in the room. Here in the studio this week, we've got a hot band in a hot room. I'm happy to have on Prescription this week.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
What a great fucking day for you to pick to have five goddamn people
on
the show.
Yeah, right in the middle of a heat wave.
Jesus Christ.
I know the future like that. I did that. We're gonna sweat for you. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Crazy. Awesome.
Not bad.
What a smooth and effortless setup this was today, wasn't it?
Oh yeah.
Cool. Rory Calden said it's one of the worst setups ever, and he didn't know how bad it was. So
I just know if there's a lot of people, Rick's gonna hate me for a while, but then like really be happy once it's over.
I seriously looked at the phone and
I have to force him.
Yeah. I really came close to just going, no. We're canceling the show today.
Like
what a terrible
week?
Day to have this many people in this tiny house with no air conditioning.
Like
tracks,
last week, man. He gets a hold of me 4 hours before. Oh, something came up, gotta cancel the show.
Yeah.
Good job, faggot.
Yeah, my fault. Sorry you guys, every once in a while something happens, you know.
That's all right.
I know. Everybody hates me.
That was bad.
So, hi, folks. We haven't been around for a few weeks. We've all had vacations and crap happening.
Vacation.
I left town for a week. You're about to have a working vacation, Rick, right?
Yeah. No, it didn't work out that way. Oh, yeah. I just said, yeah, no, you guys.
Everybody drink.
Drink.
That's our little drinking game of the show. Every time one of us says, yeah, no.
Drinking.
It's good for you. And everybody out there in internet land.
Yeah, if you're at work, you can drink later. But yeah. Count them all up. And
tally it on your thumb and up with a ballpoint pen.
Riku says have another one. So.
That means you, Dave.
Okay, now we're better, right?
So, yeah, I went out of town, blah, 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 family, friends, da, 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 da. I don't really care. We have a phone call to make right now.
Phone call? Is it somebody
right
we love?
Right at the top of the show. Yes. Ish. Because we really want to get to the music of this show, but I'm going to call the lovely Jenny Pez Dispenser.
Oh, we never turned the AC off, did we?
Yeah, it's off.
Top knob, up and down? Why is there noise?
It's just the fucking nature.
It should be straight up and down.
It could just be outside.
Mm-hmm. This shit coming through
the
window.
There's no mic outside.
That's me breathing.
Oh, that'll check. It's like blowing out air.
If it's blowing out
it's
air.
Not off.
But it's off. It's as far off as it.
Oh, so it was no longer making it cold, but
it
still making noise.
We got it.
You turn the heater on.
See, that
on?
Seems mighty loud.
All right.
Yeah, but the audience won't know that that's too loud.
Oh, right.
And last time we turned it down and then it crapped out, remember?
Right.
I think that's what caused that.
I have no idea. I don't pay attention to any of the shows once they're done, Rick. You know that.
Hello.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Rory.
How are you, darling? It's been a while since we've talked to you on the phone.
What's shaking?
Not a lot. We've got a band in here, Prescription. Five guys. It's hotter than hell in here.
Truly.
With five guys, I'm sure it would be hotter than hell.
Well, actually, no, seven of us. Rick gets to have his own room.
Yeah, tell her what they're all wearing.
Okay, so you guys aren't hot?
What? You tell her what they're all wearing. Oh, she can't hear you.
You're hot.
Rick's telling me to tell you what they're all wearing, and he can't tell you himself. So I'm just going to move on. Hey, Jenny, what do you have going on?
Well, I'm doing a comedy showcase on Friday, the 26th, at Bodega Lounge.
Right?
And I'm going to have Brandon Laura.
The newly renovated Bodega Lounge?
Yep. It's where the old treehouse was.
Right.
On 4th Street. And we're going to have Brandon Laura, Pat Shillitoe. Brandon is hosting.
Show.
Yep. Friend of the show, Ethan Pickett, and Norm and Lowe. And me. Did I mention me?
You? Yay! Yeah.
Yay me! Yay me! Oh. I'm gonna do some new cocksucker jokes.
Excellent.
I love cocksuckers. That's a great
thing. What did he say?
He said he loves cocksuckers.
Yeah. I'd love to meet
God,
you.
I have a pretty little whore mouth. I love them too.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody loves a bad girl, except that we'll just throw you a towel and not actually clean you off.
Oh.
Just get all
up on it. Woo! At least you get a towel. It could be a dirty tee.
Yeah, a towel's better than a dirty
your own
t-shirt.
Or
your underwear.
Your own sock.
Yeah.
Here you go, buddy. Have fun
somebody
with that.
Put on afterwards.
So me and the infamous Amber Rippey were at the river today.
Yes. I've seen pictures of
time.
You and Four Loko and the river and the sunshine.
Me and Four Loko and the river. Yes, our infamous by both men and women, I will have you know.
What?
I'm sorry, we kind of cut out there. Can you repeat that?
We were hit on by both men and women.
Oh.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty par for the course.
Does
you know,
Jenny
Amber.
Swing?
Rick wants to know if you swing, Jenny.
I've done a few three ways, but actual swapping, not so big on. Just don't like to share my toys.
Oh my God.
I'm sort of that girl on the playground. But when I'm done with them, it's free reign. But at the time, I can't share them.
But would she just, like, muff dive on some chick?
Rick wants to know if you would just muff dive on some chick.
If I want to? No. They can eat my pussy. I'm no lesbian. It's like you're only gay if you suck your dick. You're only gay if you're pushed back.
Rory knows.
You know what the difference between spit and swallow is, don't you, Jenny?
Spit and swallow?
Yeah.
Of course I do. I'm a swallower.
Just 4 pounds of pressure right there.
She's a lover.
You're dirty, dirty little pig. Love it. So how's the show going now? Have you guys done anything exciting? Like, can you actually play?
No, we just started the show, and we wanted to call you first so I didn't keep you hanging any longer.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Yes, you're the first thing we have on the show, Jenny. You popped my cherry this week.
Yeah, that's usually how I am in the beginning of the night, too.
So, all right, where and when is the show again?
Okay, at Bodega Lounge in the back on 4th Street. It's a comedy showcase with Pezza Spencer Presents, which is me. I'm going to be performing Jenny Pezza Spencer. Brandon Lara is the host. Pat Shillitoe, we have Ethan Pick and Tom Henlow. And another comic that got thrown on the bill that I have to talk about.
Julian Fretwell. When is it? What day and time?
Wait,
Friday, the day before Friday the 26th, the day before Rocky Horror, motherfucker!
Rocky Horror!
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
So tomorrow. Rocky Horror.
Hell yeah, corsets, fish nets. Fuck yeah. We're fucking this on. Eyelashes. I'm going as magenta.
Or
you like just a butt plug, lube. Who knows how that's
going to
go?
These might be
crazy times.
Oh, your phone's dropping out.
Sounds like a fun weekend, man.
Yeah, Rocky Horror is going to be great. Jenny, we're kind of losing you because it's hot and this connection sucks. But
okay,
everybody, everybody please go see Jenny Pez Dispenser and all the other comics hosted by Brandon Lara. At Bodega Lounge on the 26th. At what time, Jenny?
It's going to be at 9 o'clock. It's 9 to 10:30, so it'll be a great jump off for your whole fucking evening. Listen to me like a salesman.
There you
go. I don't even know where this stuff comes from.
Well done.
Okay.
All right. Love you, babe.
Okay, love your face. Bye-bye.
Bye, Jenny.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Good to see
Goodbye.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
She's fucking rad, but Pat Shillitoe can suck my dick.
Oh, why?
I mean that in a nice way. Like he really can.
He really could.
Suck my dick.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
I'll
let him. All right.
Good to see you, faggot.
It's because you're giving, Rick.
Yeah,
you're
I'll let him.
Giving man.
I'll let him.
Well, apparently, if he sucks your dick, you're not gay.
Right. But that would be horrible.
So, that's what Jenny
what if
says.
What if I wasn't gay? What would you guys do?
Mind her business.
Well, then I guess. as long as you're just kidding, then I guess it's okay. This uncomfortable silence brought to you by Pinky Polansky. Don't forget to check your pinky link.
Have we congratulated them for being newly married?
Wed? Yeah. I believe we have spoken of that.
Cherry
yes.
Bear and
we talked about that when you were sick.
Oh, okay. Mm.
I think.
Okay.
That's why.
Well,
you
can give your own shout out to them.
Yeah. Congrats, you guys.
All right. So
bring
enough,
us some more beer, Felix.
Enough of this. The natives are getting restless. Donovan. Ooh. Donovan's the drummer here for Prescription, and we're going to kick his ass out of the room so he can go play drums.
Yay.
So, okay. All right.
To the living room, sir.
Those of you left in the room, set this up for me. What song are you playing?
This one's called Transmigration.
Is that like when trannies migrate?
Okay.
Or
exactly.
Okay.
How long have you guys been?
I just want something in my head when this happens.
Yeah, while he's moving, we should still
talk
a little bit.
We're getting close to 2 years.
2 years?
Two more beers?
That's strong.
Yeah, yeah, two beers.
2 beers
old.
We're 2 beers deep.
And you hail from Reno? Shots.
Yes, we do.
We hail from the deepest depths of Reno.
All right.
Are any of you outsiders and should be treated as such?
Yeah, Joshua. He should be treated.
You know,
yes.
I hated
Josh,
him. As
I'm
soon
an
as
outsider
I saw him.
Too.
Northwest? He's in Northwestern.
Please get the Herald's
Southern
Club.
Southern California.
On. That's awesome.
Oh, okay.
You like how I'm all up on this mic?
Yeah.
I'm doing the hardcore thing.
It's going to make me regret ever
yeah,
saying
you
anything.
Oh. So they say when you talk, you don't have to hold it.
that's his
like,
hardcore
just
background.
Use your, like mic handling noise.
Just use your mouth.
Exactly. You've heard that before, right?
It's hot as balls in here.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Prescription.
I just wanna feel alive.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. It was almost worse than all that setup.
Almost. Should we do a crazy twofer?
It's fucking grungy, yeah, dude.
You want to do a segment right now?
Song,
yeah.
You guys?
Yeah.
I like it.
It's a pain in the ass. I want to play a lot of music.
At least it's like good music, man.
Fuck yeah.
I fucking hate it when we set up and
oh,
sucks.
I know. Set up all the stuff in the band sucks.
Holidays? Sun's holidays.
Holidays.
Rock it.
I love that.
Yeah, I get some nice, lovely light, light applause.
It's fucking cool, dude.
I thought you
that's
guys
badass.
Were fags.
Yeah, that's transference, man. That's transference.
Yeah, God forbid, right?
Right. Not that there's anything wrong with fags.
No.
Because there's
right.
not.
Right.
Except Rick. There's just something wrong with that boy.
I hate me too.
I love
hello, dick.
I love gay people.
What'd you do
for
them, Nick?
Oh, I just suck his dick.
I figured you would like him a lot. Like, you want him to get all up on it, you know?
No. I don't love them sexually, but I appreciate them as people.
Sexually.
Nick's horribly bigoted. He just tries to hide it.
That's cool. Me too.
There's a couple of black guys in there.
So how long, have you guys been playing out in Reno? I know I first saw you guys probably when it was cold outside. And I most recently saw you during Outsleeze Fest.
Remember when it was cold outside?
Yeah, I much prefer this, actually.
Beer?
Nobody's paying attention.
There's different incarnations of this band.
Yeah?
I think, yeah. This is the,
so what about this incarnation?
Could we have had you when you had fewer people?
I think it's Mark 4. This is the right.
That's when I booked them.
Oh. The right incarnation.
We started like last April.
A year ago, April?
Yeah.
No, I think it was two Aprils ago, isn't it?
No, it was last April.
No way, man.
For sure.
It wasn't 2 years.
February.
Sure. I promise I had
it
the
just
recording.
Seems like
last
forever.
March or last April.
So we've been a band for about a year and a half, huh?
Yeah. All right. Not bad.
I feel like
I enjoy that.
You guys have a really tight, powerful punch in the face sound. Screamy. Yeah.
Could we do that last one again?
Guitar fight.
Was it that bad?
Well, I started in the wrong key.
I flubbed it up.
Like I was saying, I had the opportunity to see you twice. Once, the first time I saw you was one of those nights where I was out, I was a little loaded, and I just wanted something to dance around to and just watch a fucking band and dance kind of thing. Yeah. You know, those moments where you can be alone in a crowd of people kind of shit because you're just there and a little blitz, but really digging on what you're throwing down. And then,
love that.
And it was a great night. You guys, like, blew my mind and killed it.
Which one was that, man?
Sometime when it was cold out, like February or March or something, maybe.
All right,
at the Shays Tavern. And then the last time was out Sleaze Fest there, and that I was a little further back and got to like enjoy you in a different sense of going to see a band at a big showcase kind of thing. And you guys put down a killer set. People like really responded to you, and it was
It had a great beat.
Well done.
You could dance to it
a little bit.
Great. Yeah,
it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's actually
crazy dance.
Punjabi influence. The new one is
the sex one.
India
yeah.
kebab.
Well, they won't tell us, man.
They what?
They won't tell us.
Tell you what?
Tell you what?
The secret of Punjabi music.
What the music is, you know.
In India?
No, it's just that doesn't matter, you know. But
then why bring it up?
Okay. Let's play the sex one, man.
Well, you want to hop to another song already?
Yeah,
we,
I was just
you know,
cut to new song.
We could do whatever. We're just here.
We'd have a little bit of conversation
what do you want
here. Actually,
what do you want to know? What do you want to know?
Should we just jump right to the quiz?
Yeah. Oh my God, that is what we want to know part. Is there?
That's what we want to know. Really,
that's what the audience wants too.
There it is.
Oh yeah, big yeah, no, everybody.
Hey,
yeah, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the worst little quiz in the world, where I, your quiz master, will be asking you a series of random and maybe seemingly bizarre and revealing questions about yourselves, and then score you completely subjectively at my own whim.
Sexually.
Are you ready?
And Rick and I will be judging you as well.
As Rory scores you.
We silently judge you throughout this whole thing. So, my first question for you here. When searching the internet, searching to jerk, looking for some inspiration of the visual sort, as it were.
When you want to take yourself to Pound Town.
What's your favorite keywords to use?
Brazilian big butt.
Yeah!
Donovan!
Out the gate! Nice!
Good one.
Donovan!
Always.
Let's go that way then. Bass player, what do you say? What say you?
Jaren.
Oh, dude, I'm a freak, man. Matures.
Mature.
Nice. Dude, I've run into like five younger guys that are into that. So mommy porn, huh?
Hey, whatever you call it, dude.
Gilf.
Yeah, yeah. Double gilf. A plus.
Justin.
I'd go with small tits.
Small tits.
Oh, shit.
That was
great.
Josh?
I keep my life very much more personal and private than this.
That's a good idea.
I will accept the answer, but you do get a zero.
A zero
for your score.
That's cool. What do I get to lose?
Stickers that I didn't bring with me.
I have bragging rights.
Sucker.
Shane, you got a little...
Yeah, 32?
32.
Yeah.
You like that age?
32?
I don't know, man.
When looking for porn.
He likes that waist.
I don't really.
Is that like a Sesame Street episode?
I don't really look for porn, though, so I don't know. I guess it's like whatever. It's like what? Tits, ass, pussy.
Nothing specific?
No, I don't know, man.
Naked women.
Naked women.
Yeah. So do you look at porn or not?
Of course.
Okay.
I've looked at porn since I was old enough to look at porn, you know?
All right.
How old is that?
Yeah.
So you found it in.
Let's see. What that?
Under my dad's bed.
Let's see. The first time I saw it. I don't know, maybe 8 years old.
Damn. Yeah. Shouldn't have been looking at porn that age, my God.
I know, but...
Where are your parents?
So as a follow-up with Donovan again, how often do you masturbate?
I don't know. You know,
frequency.
Once a day, man.
Right.
Healthy.
Keeping it regular,
healthy.
Right?
Good wake-up.
Jaren?
Well, I just got a girlfriend, so... You know, once
decreased
a day.
That gets points and a ding. Justin.
I guess I'm gonna go with once a day. That's the average. That's the average I'll throw out.
Nice.
It's just some way off mic.
You going with your previous answer?
Yeah, I'm gonna stick to my guns.
Okay. I appreciate that. You do get it. It's not worth any points, but you do get a gold star for sticking to your guns. Shane?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Whenever it occurs to you, man.
Yeah. No, that's man. That's a good one.
Yeah, man.
Okay. What was the last lie you told?
Lie?
Yeah. How often you masturbate?
I have no idea.
Fair enough. Jaren?
This one right now.
Yeah, whatever you say will be a lie. Points for honesty. Yeah. Justin?
Whatever your previous questions were.
Josh? Can't be the same answer as them now.
I thought I got gold stars.
You did get gold stars for those, and those were truthful, but those weren't lies.
No, they weren't lies. It's true.
So, what was the last lie you told?
I don't know, I'm not a big liar.
Is that itself a lie?
No, I just don't find the fair opportunity enough to lie too often.
Shane? These are good, honest boys.
Today.
Good Nevada kids. Today?
Yeah, probably.
All right.
There you go. Finally,
we work in customer service,
good,
man. We lie all day, every day.
There you go.
Come on.
Dude, I lie at work all the time. Are you kidding me? Oh, yeah, she'll be right with you. Let's see. If
That's
you were
going
to have your last meal on Earth, what would it be?
Oh, fucking tri-tip, man. Tri-tip, collard greens, sweet potatoes.
Dude, I had you right after the collard greens.
Oh, Rick, you're missing out.
Dude.
Jaren.
It's the last one ever?
Yeah, your
so
last
there's, like,
meal.
There's, like, no consequences after this meal?
Right, it's not necessarily that you die. Maybe fresh. You're shot into space.
Yeah, I want, like, the rarest shit on Earth. I want, like, the most endangered animal, like, virgin human New Guinea girl meat. Rare.
I want people.
I want the most healthy person's body in the whole world. I want to eat that meat. And I want their adrenaline gland.
A little Chardonnay, you know, and some mushrooms maybe. I don't
just
know.
The
maybe that's gland. Just me. Justin.
Some sort of buffet, I would say.
Smorgasbord.
Buffet.
Surf and turf buffet.
This blanket is so hot on my chest.
Can you answer this question?
I'd probably eat a burrito.
Burrito?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of burrito?
A delicious one.
All right, then.
I was going to ask follow-ups, but nope.
Shane?
Man, probably a fucking ribeye.
Nice.
A ribeye with some lobster on the side. I mean, if I could pick my last meal.
Surf and turf, man.
Lobster's good.
Yeah, lobster. Right, fuck you guys, man.
Oh, let's see. Oh, color, make, and model of your current pair of underwear.
Striped blue Hanes.
All right, Donovan.
I'm also Karen. I'm guilty of Hanes, and they're forest green.
Make?
Boxer brief?
Yeah.
Boxers on me.
Blue Hanes.
Free balling.
Briefs.
Briefs. Josh?
Faggot.
Riku. That's not nice.
Oh, I got,
honey.
I got badminton rackets and birdies. Shuttlecocks.
Shane?
The last one that wasn't dirty enough to wear.
Banana.
that gets extra points.
Yeah, that's a good answer. Yeah. Let's see. In all of history, who would you fight? Pick a fist fight with any. You're the aggressor. You're starting the fight. Pick a fight with anybody in history.
Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
I think he's a liar.
Oh, shit. That. Just threw my pen across the room like a dart. Jaren.
Natalie Portman.
Ooh! Good
right
answer.
In the fucking face. First,
damn!
First swing,
face.
Right in the nose.
I love Natalie. What?
Justin.
Me too. That's why I gotta do it. I'm sorry. Damn. She's gotta go.
I don't think I could. I couldn't do it. I couldn't punch anybody in the face.
Well, maybe that's
my
not how you start.
I'm
maybe
sorry.
Maybe you start with a little pushing.
Well.
Anybody in history?
No, I don't know.
Hitler? And you could absolutely get away.
I mean,
with it.
It could be some dude in third grade named Kevin. It could be, you know, it could be anybody.
I'm in the. I'm not in the same room. Is that the same guy that's
John
had a problem
Waters?
Every time?
No,
no,
this no, is that, no, that's me.
Okay, okay. We got to keep an eye on the troublemaker.
Yeah, I know. I don't got anybody. Yeah, honestly.
Okay, Gandhi.
I couldn't do it.
Dude, Justin's real. Justin's Gandhi. Real peaceful and sweet.
That's awesome.
I can't think. I honestly can't.
Everybody's
think of
got a breaking point, though. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, Josh,
anybody that took a swing at me.
What about
or somebody
just
love?
Like an accident happened to them?
Oh, like
you want to fight somebody that's already hurt?
Like, who do you think you can take? Like,
no, me? No, yeah. I don't know. Nobody probably.
All Kogan's
kid. You could take a retard, probably.
Take a retard. Where would
like
I take him?
Corky. You could probably.
No, he couldn't.
Hey, he's got a great country band. I would not want to ruin that
he
career.
He does?
Yes, he does.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yes.
I'm in.
Dude, did I learn that and found out Automan was available online in the same fucking week?
So, wait, Josh, what was your answer?
Oh, I just said anybody that took a swing at me.
All right,
or anybody
fair enough.
That I loved.
Shane?
My dad.
Your dad.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Oh, yeah.
Shane wins.
Damn.
Oh, dude. That was
big point.
Answer.
Natalie
big
was
points.
Close, but.
Fuck, dude. Wait, but Natalie's yeah. my dad.
Oh.
By law.
No, that's not true.
That's not true.
She's younger than you, huh? Or about
no
the same age?
No way, man.
She's probably about
good,
the same age.
Like 6 months on me.
Oh. What was the first album you ever bought?
Good question, Roy yeah. Dad.
I'll just do vinyl because I can't remember the first album, but Converge, When Forever Comes Crashing, Hot Topic, Meadowood right. Mall.
Dark Side of the Moon on tape at a nice. Flea market.
Damn.
Sorry, I'm going to bum everybody out. Young MC.
Yeah!
The one that had Bust the Move on it. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
It was Columbia House, that Columbia House
right,
thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you use your real name?
No, well, it was my mom got it for me. I think I was like 10 or something.
He was the fastest rapper back then, you know?
Really?
He could cram more words in 1 minute than anybody.
I had that whole song memorized it.
Until Twista.
At a point in my life. Oh. Ooh.
Josh.
It was Paul Simon's Graceland.
Ooh. Oh,
even right? I thought that was gay.
Oh, it's oh, it's gone
Honey,
through.
Stay out of the adult conversation.
You don't even know what Paul Simon is, Riku.
Shane.
But you're right.
I don't know, man. Like the first album I bought with my money was probably like a Minor Threat record or something.
Ooh. Nice. Yeah, like very cool.
Wait.
Punk rock.
Probably, actually, I remember, man. It doesn't matter. It was something like that, though.
A couple black dudes in that shit too.
No,
that's Bad Brains, bro. That's it.
Minor Threat doesn't have black guys in it.
No,
oh,
no.
Man.
Are you sure about that?
I'm pretty sure.
No,
why
actually,
would you say
actually,
that?
No,
they have white supremacy.
I'm definitely sure about that.
They actually have white supremacy.
Because
you made me
tape suffer.
And where and when did you lose your virginity?
It was in my room, and it was 07.
How old were you?
19.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what was the guy's name?
Frederick. Frederick the Great.
Jaren.
Me and Donovan have been best friends since like fifth grade. So
oh, really, so
it was
Jaren.
Actually the same year and me, you know? No, I'm kidding. But I think it was the same year, and it was on a couch that I fell off of. And
like
during
mid-year.
The act,
her name, yeah, you don't even know.
No, no names
no,
or nothing.
This
fine.
Is a where and when. Not
but,
this,
oh, yeah.
Give us your address after the show.
It was an apartment building. I'm pretty sure it was her. It might have been her friend's mom's or something.
Yeah,
something weird like that.
Where, as the opportunity strikes itself, Justin,
on a couch. I was 17. When was that? That was like 1990.
Couch.
8 or 99.
Wow,
something
you're
like that. 98.
Old.
Yeah.
No, you're not. Josh, is this another?
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
No.
Congratulations, sir.
He lost his virginity tonight.
I feel really good about
tonight.
It.
He seems much calmer.
He also grew a beard. He also grew that beard yesterday.
Overnight.
And Shane?
It was a long time ago. Does it really matter?
How old were you?
He was that 10-year-old who.
Dude,
was...
I want to know this.
How old are you?
I know this. Come on.
Is too long ago to count, man.
What grade were you?
Wow, you.
Where'd you do it?
With his dick?
No,
in the hole?
In the vagina?
In the pubic region?
No. You know what I mean. In the cul-de-sac, a fucking car.
Well, those were all available, but it happened to be my bed, you know? Yeah.
Fucking, pretty standard.
Yeah, nice pretty bed. Pretty standard, nice. Man. It's all really, right, it's all really right.
Nick,
underwhelming.
No, okay, I think it's time to take over with the rapid
fire. Rapid fire!
All right, gentlemen, we're going to do the rapid fire.
Oh, no, shit!
Dude, it was already no. Rapid fire!
No!
This is,
no. This is even worse.
No.
I will ask you a question you will answer it as fast as you can, and we'll
okay.
Go around the room.
All
here
right.
We go. Start
right
it.
Right
you
out.
Ready?
Yep.
Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
Beatles.
Oh, Beatles.
Faster.
Fucking Beatles.
Beatles.
Oh, a bunch of Beatle guys. That's good. All right.
Elvis is
but
nice,
I do love
man.
Elvis. Elvis
I don't,
is the
yeah,
shit.
Nice.
Elvis is the
we
shit.
Don't have anything
that's,
against
that's
Elvis.
That's why we, you know, it's the Pulp Fiction question yeah. She asked John Travolta. So.
Okay.
You know, it's Beatles always, man.
All right. Wow. Would you rather be beat up or arrested?
Beat up.
Same.
Arrested.
Beat up.
Arrested.
all right. Let's go. Do you like chocolate or bacon better?
Bacon.
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 I hate chocolate.
Chocolate covered bacon.
Ooh.
Bacon.
I love bonus points. Yeah. All right. Punk rock. Do you like Sex Pistols or Clash better?
Sex Pistols.
I like Clash better.
Clash.
Clash.
Fucking Clash.
Right on, right on. All right. Star Trek or Star Wars?
Ooh. I don't care.
Star Trek.
Star Trek!
You know, I heard Star Trek's better, but I don't know yet, so I'm going to go with Star Wars.
The Next Generation's great, but
yeah,
I'm going to have to go with Star Wars.
Ooh.
That was a good... That was
the
a
Next Generation
point.
Is great, I love
we'll
it.
We'll skip
but
the
Star
ultimate
Wars,
question
fucking
this week.
Star Wars.
Yeah, the ultimate question is too chaotic.
We already know what it is, yeah. Pretty much.
It was a valid point.
How about Pat Benatar or Joan Jett?
Joan Jett, man.
No way.
What the fuck kind of question is that?
I know, that's what Felix says,
I don't
too.
Care.
He hates that. Don't care.
Either.
Next.
Joan Jett.
Pat Benatar.
Both.
Nice.
Yeah.
No, man.
At the
no,
same
I,
damn
no.
Time.
Okay, let's hit him with AIDS or cancer.
Oh.
Yeah, the personal question.
AIDS or cancer?
Suicide.
Yeah, still neither.
Yeah, neither. Suicide. That's good.
Shared suicide with these two.
Fucking cancer.
Yeah.
Go out like my forefathers.
Puke or shit.
What?
Puke or shit. Or puke or diarrhea, excuse me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What was your question, though?
Which one?
Which would
one
you rather, you... puke or diarrhea? Which would
you,
you rather
to suffer
have?
Either one,
puke.
Which would be better?
Puke.
Because they're both suffer.
I'd rather
puke's
just
better.
Take a shit.
Yeah, diarrhea. Diarrhea.
Fuck, man.
It's a funny interview, man.
Well, it depends on location.
Rapid
but
fire.
Most times puke.
Always puke.
Okay, let's do blind or deaf.
Ooh,
oh, blind like or deaf? Blind.
Yeah, definitely.
Blind.
Blind.
Okay,
blind.
Okay, what about
bunch of musicians usually go blind.
Would you rather be gay or ginger?
Ginger.
Both.
Gay female ginger.
Nice. Yeah, are there any what are the odds on me being a gay ginger? Come on, dude.
It does happen.
I'm out
I don't know, Donovan,
I'm a ginger, so
Donovan
know,
is a ginger
I'm,
here.
I can't choose anything else. I was born this
we'll go
way.
Ginger.
So all right.
Hey, but so it worked out for me, I gotta tell you that though for
that
sure.
That song is about you.
Beauty, I was born this way.
You soulless homophobe.
Alright. For your last question, meth or Mountain Dew?
Meth.
Meth, 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 meth.
Mountain Dew, I guess.
Meth.
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 Fucking meth, dude. Right. I hate Mountain Dew.
Rory's
I just
got
hate
one more.
One more.
It's fucking awesome.
Coldplay or herpes?
What?
Coldplay or herpes?
Oh, man, Coldplay.
Yeah, I like that Strawberry
yeah,
Swing song.
Yeah, they have that video that's all backwards.
Coldplay. If it was Nickelback, then
ah,
Well, that's the next question.
There is no band worth having a venereal disease over.
Not a lifetime one.
311.
No, you could just be cold sores. It doesn't have to like, be like full blown.
I really don't know.
No, it's terrible.
That's 50-50.
Coldplay.
How often do you have to listen to Coldplay?
All the time.
I need to know way more specifically.
But the breakouts happen twice a year.
I happen to enjoy Coldplay. You know, I can't help it. I can't help it.
All right, so the scores have been tabulated by our fantastic tabulating machine, and I'm sorry, you two guys in the middle here, the Justin and Josh, you did horribly with under 60 and 35 points apiece. You did better than he did, though.
So. That's awesome.
I know, I knew that.
But yes, so you are a supreme loser. Congratulations.
Proud of that.
There's audience applause for you there. But our third place winner is the lovely Donovan.
Ooh!
Donovan, oh, with 96 points.
Damn.
And it was a tight race for first, but in the end, Jaren, you beat out the Shane by a mere 15 points.
I really got up on it. I took his advice, and I was just like, fuck it, I'm going to get up on
it. You got up on it. And you handled that mic, and you used your mouth good.
I'm the low end.
Awesome. Hummers.
Damn, that was a good quiz. I'm all sweaty.
Let's have some more music. You want to play another song?
Yeah. Sounds like a good
one. Let's do another double shot.
Another double shot?
Right.
Yeah. God, you know, I can't fucking believe I got Bad Brains and Minor Threat confused. I'm such a faggot.
Yeah, you are.
This is like when I found out the Mills Brothers were black.
It's like a Portlandia episode.
It's like you had minor brains.
Minor brains. Bad threat.
And that's a bad threat.
How's we it starts with a guitar, right?
Yeah. Starts with Justin.
Right. What? Which? Oh.
Got it.
Yeah. You guys did perform very well in the quiz there, I'm happy to say.
I don't know.
We judged too, and it came out a thumbs up.
Donovan ready? Donovan? Yeah.
Alright, so we're gonna do just this one and then
Lost and Hopeless.
Alright. Hopeless. We deserve more. Hold on, hold on. Time out.
So you guys are fucking weird too. Damn. That was crazy.
That was awesome.
I'm really drunk.
So do we want to do another twofer?
Yeah,
yeah, everybody,
yeah.
Drink some beers. Yeah, cool. Let me blow some cool warm air across the room.
Some warm air over here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's the door?
But behind you, we're in the sweat lodge. Shane's hallucinating. He can't find his way out of the maze.
That's a good idea. We should do a our next show is in a sweat lodge.
When is your next show?
Our next show, August 9th, right?
Yeah.
Wait, 9th or 9th at Lincoln Lounge.
Can I tell the shows?
Yeah, yeah, you should tell it.
Show.
All right, so we're playing the Lincoln Lounge on August 9th. This is a Friday. We're playing with the Vague Choir.
Cool.
And one other band. Nice. I don't know how much it costs, but it's at the Lincoln Lounge. It starts at like
8
o'clock.
They're usually free there, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. So, don't quote me on that.
There's the free to five, usually. Free to five.
Yeah, free to five.
Okay, well, cool. Yeah, we're playing there August 9th.
Playing at the River School Farm on August 10th for a Brewgrass Festival.
Brewgrass, like beer and bluegrass?
I think so.
No, we're playing Urban Roots.
Oh, Urban Roots.
Urban Roots.
We got the wrong alternative farm.
Wait, it's brewgrass though. It's still brewgrass.
No, you guys. There's this bluegrass festival.
But
we may or not be playing. I don't know. We're supposed to be playing.
Let's just say you are.
Oh, bluegrass. We are. It's gonna happen. It'll happen.
It's called Urban Roots Farm. So check it out.
Yeah, let the truth out.
Anything else beyond that?
Set you free.
Yes.
Yeah, Nevada City. Playing this place called the
National.
National Hotel.
Cool.
Oh, rad.
August, I love Nevada City. That's a fun little town.
August 24th, we're playing with Spitting Image. Cool. Another local.
Yeah. Is there a place on the web people can go check out and make, you know, double check on your dates?
Yes, have ye a Facebook?
Or a website?
We do have a Facebook.
I tried searching you on Facebook and found a bunch of things with the same name. So how do we find you?
Prescription Reno.
Prescription Reno.
Yeah,
Prescription Reno. I typed that in, nothing came up.
Prescriptionbandcamp.com. There's a link to our Facebook on that page.
Thank God somebody knows.
Thank you, Donovan. Thank you, Donovan.
Thank you, Donovan.
He's the rhythm section, man. He holds it down.
Cool.
Rad. Yeah, so everybody, please go check them out on those dates. I'll put that in the blog post, too. So
wait,
you can
the
know
Moon
where to
Rocks.
Find it.
We got one more.
Oh, wait, one more.
No,
oh, yeah,
we
we're playing a show
that
at Moon Rocks. Everybody come out and bring your fireworks and booze and shit.
Pyramid Lake?
August 31st at Moon Rocks.
Pyramid Lake, yeah.
Nice.
Generator Party.
Sounds like fun.
I think that Bronco de Tonka is a really legendary band from Orange County that needs to be recognized or not. I don't know, man. I'll just throw the name out there. No. Bronco de Tonka is going to get back together and play this show at Moon Rocks with
us.
But they're a really fucking awesome band that's been around since early 2000s, man. They're like 14. They started when they were like 14 years old, man. They wrote songs about what your girlfriend's probably doing now in your 30s, man. You know? And they're a great fucking band, and I really, if nothing else, man, everybody check out Bronco de Tonka.
Like, all right.
That was
we're playing
a great
with a cool
band.
Local punk band, too, called Pelvis Wrestlers.
Oh, I've heard
yeah.
of that. Pelvis Wrestlers.
Cool. That's all right, well, what are you going to play for us next here?
I think we're going to play a track called Ouija Surfboard.
We already played that, dog.
You're drunk.
This one's for all the lovers.
Try to play this one again, though.
Like your mom.
This one's for all your moms.
Is this for your mom?
We're doing Lost and Hopeless? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing? All right.
We're going to try.
We're playing the cute one.
I
Bravo.
Yeah.
Fuck. I'm glad you guys got a new fan. I like Prescription. I'm going to.
Oh, fan.
Have you guys played with the Elephant Rifle yet?
Oh, yeah. Those are buds.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you belong with them. Damn.
Yeah, we've had. They've been in here. They've been in here before. They're good.
We don't belong with nobody, man.
They belong with us.
I think it's about time to put a fork
in this.
We're
the lone wolves. Yeah, what are you doing this weekend?
What are we doing this weekend?
We're doing Rocky Horror Picture Show
at Saturday.
Cargo. And yes,
Saturday.
Yes. Contrary to popular belief, Cargo is still open. They're opening the place under a new name, Whitney Peak, and they're still hosting Rocky Horror for Art Town. With live music from your Pinky Polansky.
Pinky Polansky.
Yes. And your MC and Rocky for the evening, the Reverend Rory Dowd. And our unconventional...
In his golden underwear.
Yeah. Our unconventional conventionalist, Rick Spagnuolo, Cheyenne Lee, and Chantal James as our audience helpers.
Oh, cool.
Dun, dun, dun. If you've never seen Rocky Horror with a live band, you'll see nothing else like it again in your life.
So if you've never seen Rocky Horror in a theater, it will blow your mind, but this is even more cooler than that even.
If you have seen it in a theater, this is even better. Yeah.
Dude, it is a rock and punk show and the movie. It's fucking amazing. And it's going to go twice, so you can see it twice.
And there is a full bar.
So you can get
the best. Best time I ever had in my life was the last one, so this can only get better.
Also, please don't forget the following Monday. That's on Friday. Saturday.
Saturday,
August 20 or July.
God, man.
Let's start this again. That's on Saturday, July 27th at 8 and midnight. Tickets for the 8 o'clock show are $10. Tickets for the midnight show are $12. I suggest you get it online because I think we're going to be sold out. You can find a link to that on the event page on Facebook. Rocky Horror Art Town Extravaganza, hosted by Pinky Polansky and the Reverend Rory Dowd.
Very cool.
So, please check us out. It's a really fun time. And, And then I have a birthday party to go to the next day because my little girl turned 7.
Oh, Riku, happy birthday.
So, officially from the podcast, honey, I love you and have a very happy 7th birthday.
Lies make baby Jesus cry.
Shut up, you little...
Whoa.
Grown-ups are dumb. Fuck you.
So, we got your guys' shows. We got Lincoln Lounge coming up on the 9th with the Vague Choir. On the 10th with the Brewgrass Festival. And then more other stuff I will post on the website. Or if you listen to the show, you already
know. Moonrocks, baby.
And Moonrocks at the end of August.
With that's the band.
The one, that's the one you're going to wish you didn't miss.
What was that band called again?
This band?
No, the band he's really, really...
Oh, yeah, the band...
Bronco Tatanka.
Bronco Tatanka.
He made that up.
Bronco Tatanka.
No.
That's not even...
Bronco Tatanka.
Kevin Costner.
So everybody, once again, for Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, and Dogwater Dick, I'm the Reverend Rory Dowd saying, life is short. I love you.
Oh. Bye.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Who are you? Ugly.
Dogwater Studios.
Oh, God, I would have killed you at birth had I thought you would even entertain such an idea.
I know.